This just in, for our own Brooke Fox and thousands of other people in the local area, we have a late-breaking bridge update.
Oh, yes! No.
If you don't know, we've been keeping tabs on this for the last year and a half since March 2020, when the bridge over to Brooke's house was shut down after multiple cracks in the structure were discovered.
This is just the bridge that takes me to where I need to go. It's fine. And only like 100 billion other people every day.
It's caused a lot of problems, added to commuters' frustrations, and worst of all, added an extra 30 minutes for Brooke to get home every single day.
At least 30.
That's in good traffic, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Okay?
But
that's
now,
without me only cussing out two people.
Well, as I said before, we have an update.
Listen.
It just happens naturally.
I haven't seen them doing one finger of work on this thing, so you better give me a good update.
Oh, are you monitoring them?
Oh, hell yeah, I am.
Officials say, even though no work has been done on this bridge in the last 18 months, construction should start, hopefully, 2 months from today.
What? Listen to that, bro. 20 months after the thing got shut down, we're finally going to start working on it, maybe?
Well, they're possibly thinking about possibly almost doing it.
Yes.
That's progress.
And if you're wondering when will it be finished and will finally reopen to the public, officials say a year, maybe two. They're not really your breaking bridge update.
No, it's just breaking Brooke. It's breaking me.
We take absolutely no joy in this, even though it is objectively hilarious and 100% true.
I need to get a kayak.
This just in. Time to get to the shock collar question of the day.
Oh, man.
Let's do it. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Alexis Sorority Squat 4.
Sorority Squat.
Alexis is going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Miniature golf is known by many names. Putt-putt, crazy golf, shorties, mini putt, and even Alexis Golf, because everything is tiny. Today, people worldwide celebrate this date as official Miniature Golf Day.
Huh.
And there's a lot of history with the sport I bet you don't know. Maybe the biggest change happened 30 years ago in Finland. A group of people loved it so much that they came up with an idea to make it more fun, and now you'll see this twist everywhere, including all over North America. What did they come up with that would change the game of mini golf forever?
Oh man, my first instinct, I feel like it could be right.
Are you saying windmill?
Yeah, it's the windmill.
That's more Holland though, not Finland, right?
Yeah, really?
Or maybe just the concept of adding, because there's also like the clown mouth. That's like a thing.
Or what about the one where you have to like shoot it up the ramp and then it flies out the other side? I don't know what the name for that would be.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is there's all different ones. So maybe we back up, guys, and maybe it's not just the windmill. Maybe it's adding figurines.
Structures
is the word, to the course.
Right.
Like maybe a little decorative things
to
make you go, ooh.
A windmill, a hippo, shoot it through the hippo's mouth.
Yeah.
It poops it out the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who here's played mini golf most recently? I feel like it's been maybe 8 years.
But you know, I did glow in the dark mini golf.
Ooh, that's fun.
That was pretty fun.
They do that?
Yeah, they can do that.
Ooh.
But you didn't know that, so it's probably not that popular.
No.
That's the answer to this.
Jeff doesn't stay up that late.
What glows? Is it the ground glows or the balls?
And I'm guessing it's black light everywhere.
Yeah.
You're missing out, Jeff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, come on, Jeff.
Don't want to see the stains on that golf course.
Ew.
Let's get the question again.
Why are they everywhere?
I know.
What happened here?
Ew.
Gross. Jose.
30 years ago in Finland, a group of people tried out a new spin on mini golf that made it so more people could enjoy the game all year round. Today, you see this variation of putt-putt all over, including North America. What changed the way mini golf was played am I talking about?
He said all year round.
Okay.
Yeah.
My first thought, Finland is a cold place, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of snow and freezing temperatures. What if they just put it on the AstroTurf?
Yeah,
what? Like, that was the big change, is that they went from grass.
Actual grass to the fake grass.
The fake grass.
Because it was
really
probably,
smart.
Like, frozen.
Yeah.
During.
Is any mini golf on real grass, though?
Well, 30 years ago.
Okay. Not anymore, but she's right. It probably was. And then they were like, look, we need to find a way because we have to de-ice the grass all the time.
But if it's snowing, wouldn't it get on the turf anyways?
Yeah.
Does he, don't you have to be undercover of some sort?
Sweep it off.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I was thinking. Maybe they changed to indoor, but not all of it is indoor.
Right.
Yeah, but at least turf doesn't, like, die.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what if it has nothing to do with the actual golf course? What if it has to do with the golfing equipment?
Like the little tiny pencils? They added those in 30 years ago?
You're the person who likes keeping score with those, aren't you, Brooke?
Or just the very first time that they made the balls colorful.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fun.
That's how you could find them in the snow,
because
they're colored.
That's good.
That is fun. I do have fights a lot over what color I get.
Yeah.
What's your color?
Pink.
Duh.
Duh.
So everybody tries to take it.
Because I'm
stop.
A princess, Jen.
It's mine. I kind of like that, Jeff.
This is, I actually, the logic about the white balls getting lost in the snow is really good logic.
But who is going to play mini golf when it's snowy or rainy out?
You're in Finland.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to do over there, is there?
I guess.
I don't know what there is through there. Isn't it always cold there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been.
I don't know, Alexis. What do you think? We have a lot of options for you here.
I'm going to go with that they started making colored golf balls.
Okay.
Thanks to folks in Finland, the game of mini golf changed forever 30 years ago. And it all happened because the Scandinavian country is so far north, there's parts of the year where they receive very little daylight. That put a cramp in their putt-putt game. Oh. So, in order to make sure they could keep playing year-round, indoors or outdoors,
still
a group of
right.
people had a bright idea to slightly alter the equipment and the courses to fix that. And now it's common all over the world to see glow-in-the-dark mini-golf
no!
courses.
No!
No way.
I should have known. You had it. You had it on your own.
That hurts.
Oh, no.
I'm sad.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
Like, on the same wavelength, but you almost had it.
Did not get that right. And so, Alexis, you're going to be shocked, and somebody wanted to hear the song Butter by BTS.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Gonna pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that.
It was actually the best rhythm I've heard from
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Today's Shot Caller question is brought to you by the Tourist Board of Finland. Visit Finland. Somebody has to.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You've heard of the term runaway bride.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of our listeners was a groom, and while he was up at the altar just minutes away from exchanging vows, that thought crossed his mind, thinking, how do I get out of here?
No!
That's awful!
Fight or flight!
So he came up with something.
Okay.
It wasn't the best idea, but he did it, and it worked.
Whoa!
The only thing crazier than how he got out of his own wedding is the reason why he did it in the first place. He's going to reveal it all when we do a brand new mass speaker coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
It's not uncommon for people everywhere to have painful waxing sessions. But we choose a different way to get things off of our chest with a segment called the Mass Speaker.
It's like verbal wax.
Yeah, right.
One of our listeners is on the phone ready to come clean about something from their past. He's chosen to use the fake name Eric. Eric, welcome to the show. Have you been waxed recently?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
that's related to the secret.
I don't know, but with that voice changer, that'd be a mighty scream.
That would be.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you are today's mass speaker. We've altered your voice using our voice changer. Whenever you're ready, let's wax away those problem thoughts.
All right. So, 7 months ago, I was supposed to get married to this woman that I loved, but I knew I could never marry.
Oh.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's
Wait.
Awful.
This already sounds heavy.
I know. You were engaged?
Yeah, we were engaged, but I actually never intended to set a date.
What do you mean? Why would you propose then? Because right now it feels like you just hate money and you wanted to buy a ring. You know? Let's get rid of this stuff.
Or maybe it's a situation where, you know, you're just doing whatever you can to keep your girl happy, even though you don't actually believe in the stuff that she does.
No.
What's going on?
All right, so I proposed to her. but I kind of wasn't really, I just wanted to get engaged to her at this point. But the problem was we were at her family's house one night and they all knew that we were engaged.
Right. And it's got to be so exciting for everyone.
Oh, it was. Yeah. And then her uncle, who's like this rich guy, offered us his farmhouse for the wedding in front of everyone. And even though I really didn't want to do that, I just agreed just to kind of save face.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. So it's like you're being slowly forced into this wedding that you don't actually want to happen.
Yeah. And then things kind of spiraled. They put a lot of money into the wedding. And...
So wait, the whole time you were never planning on actually marrying her, but you're going along with all this?
I do want to marry her. It just wasn't really the right time. And so I kept trying to cancel it, and I kept trying to say things, but...
I hate farms, honey. We have to do a city wedding instead.
I'm deadly scared of barns.
Yeah. He's like the most opinionated groom ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, what happened?
The wedding happens. The day of the wedding happens.
Oh, my God.
You let it get to that point?
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to not, and I'm looking at this huge crowd. I'm standing in the front of the aisle, and I just panic, and I'm thinking, like... I don't know what to do.
So we're standing in front of everyone. Oh, no. You are the groom waiting for your bride to come down the aisle right now.
It's wedding day.
And you're panicking?
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened? What did you do? I don't know if I want to know.
I did the only thing that I could think of at the time, which probably sounds crazy, but I fainted on purpose.
What?
You fake fainted at the altar.
Yeah, I started shaking, and then I dropped, and then
oh, no.
I didn't want anyone to think I was dead, so I started making some noises. So I start going like,
He's still with us, guys.
He's either dying or he's clearing his throat.
Or, he's possessed by demons, yeah, if he's got the voice changer going at the time.
True.
You guys are laughing. My jaw is, like, on the floor right now.
He's faking
You're
it.
You're fake. But, dude, the bride hasn't even walked down the aisle.
At least he didn't walk out.
Well,
what happened next?
Yeah, so,
he checked out.
Well, then, basically, a medic drives me to the hospital.
Whoa.
And the doctor checks me out, and he just says it's stress-related. And my fiance is there, and she's like, let's go back to the wedding.
Uh-oh.
Of course. Suck it up, you baby.
And then quick, pass out again.
Yeah.
No, you're just constantly
but seriously,
passing out.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
You went back, right? You guys got married, right?
No, I told her I couldn't, and she understood, and everyone just kind of had a party. It was fine.
Wait. Cool. You're just glossing over? You told your bride that you couldn't marry her? Why couldn't you marry her?
Well, I never told her why. I just told her I was stress-related. But the reason I can't marry her is because I'm already married.
Oh, no. This is getting worse.
What do you mean you're already married?
What? I thought this... What?
I have a wife.
Oh, my gosh.
And my wife thinks I work a lot, which is true. I do. I go on a lot of work trips.
Bro, I thought the secret was you passing out and taking passing out. Now you have a whole other family.
You are one of those people with, like, the double lives. You're leading a double life.
Well, yeah, I was kind of scared that, like, the news or media would do a thing on me fainting and then my wife would see it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't live close to each other, but...
but still, wow. I can see that go viral.
So your wife clearly doesn't know that you almost got married. Does your fiancé girl know about your wife?
No, neither know about each other.
You're with both of them? Oh my God,
why can't you break it off?
I love them both. I don't know who to break it off with.
Oh,
that's tough.
Yeah.
Why can't you start one of those polygon relationships?
Okay.
Just the shape,
yeah, the
Jose.
Polygon.
Polygonamorous.
Yeah.
Polyamorous.
At what point do you think you'll figure out which woman you should be with?
I guess I'm just kind of waiting out to see if my marriage gets better or not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, focus on
it sounds like you're taking a real active role.
Yeah.
Making it better by having a side fiancé.
If you wait long enough, then one of them will eventually kick the bucket, and then you can decide for sure. You know what?
There you go.
We're 80 years old, but I choose you, wife. So good luck, man.
Good luck.
I don't. I think I don't wish you the best.
Don't believe in love, Brooke.
No, I think that you're doing something very wrong.
This world needs more love, Brooke.
I just think you need to be single.
Jeff and I wish you double love.
That's right. And remember, if you have a confession that you've been holding on to, text in to 78592.
Holy
we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. Got your phone tap coming up next. I get what I want.
Whoa.
And what I want
is
a phone tap.
Okay. All right.
Dang.
So I'm getting it. And today,
good timing,
our
by the way.
Social media coordinator Alexis calls a woman who's scheduled for a hair appointment at her favorite salon.
Ooh.
And I think a universal rule everybody knows is you never, ever mess with a woman in her hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And you never, ever, never, ever, never, ever mess with a woman's age.
Ooh. Oh, that's bad.
Wait, you do that every day to me.
Well, no, I don't do it. Alexis is about to do it.
Oh. Oops.
And for some reason, the conversation doesn't go all that well.
Interesting.
Weird.
Alexis.
You'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
She's my best friend. Hello. Hello.
Got her own money.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Sorry, this is Lauren calling from Beauty Salon. I'm looking to speak with Jody.
This is she.
Oh, hey, Jody. I see here that you have an appointment for tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cut and color.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so unfortunately, we are going to have to reschedule.
Oh. Okay. Is there something wrong?
No, not really. We're just changing some things up here.
What are you changing? Like, are your hours changing, or is it?
It's more like we're just trying to put off a different aesthetic.
Oh.
You know, to like attract younger clientele, make it a little more vibey.
I'm sorry, what?
So yeah, if we could just move your appointment to around noon when the other older people are here, that would be best.
Excuse, what do you mean older?
40's the new 20s, right?
I'm 33.
Ugh, I mean, aww.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I just had something stuck in my throat.
I don't understand what's happening here.
So is noon okay?
I made my appointment at 5 o'clock. I would like my appointment to be at 5.
Right, and I hear that, but my boss says that 5 is when the younger, sexier Gen Zers are getting off work, so...
Oh my God, you can't say things like that to people.
Well, see, we just want people to look inside and see a bunch of snacks getting their hair done. That's why I booked myself in your time slot.
What?
You understand, right?
You better back up. You are age-shaming me, and I'm not even old. There is no way I'm giving up my appointment for you.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you feel disrespected by our conversation.
Oh, you gotta be f***ing kidding me.
I'm sorry, I never meant for you to feel that way. My mom always taught me to respect my elders, and I respect you.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I respect you.
Stop. Either you're really stupid or you're doing this on purpose to alienate your clientele. I don't know, but this is not going to go unnoticed. I am going online. I am telling my friends.
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin.
Okay. I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I really got to go. I have some other calls to make. So you're booked for noon tomorrow.
No, I'm booked at 5 o'clock tomorrow. I am not going to be there at noon. And for your information, I have been going to your salon for an incredibly long time, and I have never, ever been treated so poorly.
See, yeah, that's what I said. You've been here for a long, long time, and that's why noon would be best.
All right, that's enough. I want to speak to your manager. I'm done with you.
Okay, but he only talks to young people at this time, so should I lie about your age?
Call me old one more time, and I swear to
okay.
Put your manager on the phone.
Well, I can't do that because I don't really work at the salon. I work at a radio station with a bunch of old people, and this is a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this is Alexis from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm so sorry. This whole thing is a joke. I don't work there. It's just a prank. Your friend Jessie set you up because she said you'd get really upset if I messed with your age.
I was about to have a coronary.
A what?
It's an old people thing, I guess.
I've never heard of that. I don't have that.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Shocking. Unexpected. Underwear staining.
What? Same reaction.
When we do Awkward Tuesdays on this show, we never really know what we're going to hear.
Yeah.
But you know, at least we usually have a plan for it. Okay. We have an idea of what might be said before right. these calls happen.
All right.
But today's listener went completely rogue on us. We had absolutely no idea that he was going to take the conversation the direction that he decided to take it in.
It's just not recommended.
Yeah.
No.
It left all of us stunned, asking ourselves, did he really just say that? And this all started with a strange agreement that he made years ago with an old friend.
Oh.
You're going to hear the moment that threw everyone off when we do a brand new Awkward Tuesday phone call next.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
What the heck?
I don't that.
It's our alarm?
That's the sound of the friendship alarm.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Why do we have a friendship alarm?
Well, it goes off whenever a friendship somewhere out in the universe is in danger of ending.
Oh,
no!
We need to jump on this, guys.
The only way to save it is if that person reaches out to us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And I know 3 out of 4 of the people in this room are pro-friendship.
Yeah.
One... You could probably guess who it is always against it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to ask that person to not talk as much during this next segment.
Who's against it?
Oh, I wonder who. Anyway.
You haven't figured it out. Maybe
why
you.
Would I have... I have a lot more friends than you. Jeff.
Why would you?
Oh, look how mad she is.
Come on.
Looking like a true friend there.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just talk to the guy who emailed us for help today.
Yeah.
His name is Scott. Scott, what's up, my man?
Hi, how you doing?
God, did you know that your email was going to elicit the friendship alarm to go off? Or is that a surprise to you?
I mean, I've had my own alarms going off, but to actually hear an alarm is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You triggered the big one.
Sounds needed.
Well, I didn't want to stress you out with that. Why don't we just get into your story, man? Who's the friend that you're dealing with? What's their name?
Celia.
Ophelia, did you say?
No, Celia.
Oh, Celia. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
Celia.
So this is a female friend.
A female friend, yes.
Okay.
Tell us about you and Celia and your relationship.
You know, we've been close for a while. We met through some mutual friends, and then we kind of found ourselves connecting kind of closer than those friends that even introduced us. So
nice.
Oh.
That's awesome.
It's always great to meet new people.
So why is the friendship alarm going off then with this friendship so great?
Yeah, never is a false alarm.
Yeah.
Well, for a long time, she's mentioned how she like really wants kids.
Okay.
And, that's great.
But relationships always seem to not like work out after a few months. So this goal of having kids hasn't just, you know, hasn't made that be able to happen. And I think she could probably be kind of intense in those relationships, probably because she's not just looking to hang out.
Right.
And,
the big picture.
That is so hard and so stressful.
I mean, as a friend, have you told her, hey, maybe don't tell all your boyfriends that you want kids so bad?
Well, that's the thing. I don't even think it's because she's communicating that to them. I think it's just her energy and the way that she is kind of putting it out there. And that can kind of be a turnoff. But probably about 2 years ago, she asked me if it ever came to a point where she's still single, which is happening, that she wants to have a baby. And she asked me, would I be willing to be the biological father?
Oof.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Because and to save money to do it the natural way and not,
not the more, medical way, you could say.
Right.
She said it didn't have to be intimate or weird, and she said I could be involved however much or little I wanted to. I said to her, I was like, yeah, I'll do anything to help you out if you need.
So you said, yeah, I'll be the biological dad of your future children if it comes to that.
Yeah, and this is also like at the time, to be clear, it was like a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
You know, it could take
commitment.
Well, it's crazy too, because it's not like you just go have sex once and then get pregnant. Like, this could take months and months and months for something to stick if you're going old school.
If anything, that should be a selling point for you.
I know.
This could continue forever.
If you need a fill in, I'm right here, buddy.
Okay. Well, you said that conversation happened 2 years ago. Why are you emailing us now?
Well, fast forward to like a month ago, she calls me and she's like, I'm ready. I want a baby now.
Oh.
Oh.
Now.
What did you say? What did you say back to her?
I was like a little taken aback. And I said, like, I was under the impression you wanted to wait a few more years and give it some more time before you got to this point. Like, that's kind of what I was thinking, because you know, she's not that old. She's like 25, right?
Oh, my God. She's got all the time in the world.
I mean, you'd think, but she was very adamant and very like, you know, she's sick of playing the dating game and she doesn't want to be an old mom. And I understand that.
Okay. Insult. I feel insulted.
But... and she was wanting to follow through with our agreement. So like now I'm being like called to the.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, wait, hold on. So what did you say? Did you say that you were still up for going through with this? Like I'm still going to give you your baby?
No, I said I need to think about it because I said that I would do this. But again, it was theoretical and
right. Yeah. I mean, even if you do that, like I would recommend talking to a lawyer.
Oh,
I mean, drafting an agreement.
Brooke
like,
already wants to sue the child.
I'm just saying.
Come on, Brooke.
Like, way to make it not fun.
I think you need to make it like super clear what everybody's role in this is.
He's like, I'll do it, but my lawyer has to be present.
Well, calling us instead, bro.
I don't know, man.
What are you asking for our help with then?
That's true.
At least an accountant. Well. She's been like texting me like almost every day for the last month, which is why I'm contacting you. And I just need to finally tell her like, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Oh,
I know I agreed, but I never thought it would actually happen. You know, sometimes it's difficult to have those boundaries with friends and with cute friends. And I, you know,
so you're saying you want to tell her that you're backing out of your agreement to give her a baby, but you still want to do it in a way that keeps the friendship alive.
Exactly. And, you know, I just feel weird having a kid walking around that I'm the dad of, but that I'm not around for.
Yeah.
And I just don't want that kind of relationship with her because I think that could even ruin our friendship.
And she sounds like a huge. Super intense person.
Oh, she's passionate and she's lovely. And
good save. Yeah. Good save there, man.
I think that's okay. Like, well, I just think that it's probably a hard conversation on your side.
Jeff, Brooke asked you a lot to have kids with her. What did you say?
I said, Brooke, we'll get to that, but first we need to play a song.
Okay.
And then we'll think about it.
Okay,
we'll come back.
Too weird for me.
Yeah, we're going to give Scott some advice and we'll let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call to your friend and let her know, sorry, I can't give you a baby like I promised.
This is going
to
go well.
All right, we're going to do it right after this. Hold on, man. One of our listeners, Scott, is about to call up his friend and tell her, sorry, can't give you a baby like I promised I would.
We not play this music.
We have to play this music.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Because the thing is, they had an agreement that if it came to a point where she was single and she really wanted to have a kid, that he would help facilitate that for her and do it au naturel so they could save some money.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have to be involved if he didn't want to. But now she's telling him, look, I'm ready. Let's get this going. And Scott is realizing he can't go through with it.
Oh.
And now he needs our help actually telling her that.
Yeah.
It's a big, big step, man.
Yeah. See, this is why we have a sign-up sheet for Jose on our website at Brooke and Jeffrey. Why no women have subscribed to it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
nobody.
Maybe, shocking. Scott, maybe Brooke has some advice for you here on what you should say so that this conversation goes well. Brooke, what do you think?
Well, Scott, you know, this is going to be a really hard call. She feels like her friend is breaking his promise to her.
Mm.
Okay, that's not to make you feel bad.
Yeah, Brooke, this is really helpful.
Where's the advice?
Here's the advice, Brooke. Because it sounds like you just want to always make her happy, which is lovely, but you got to put up the cry wall. I mean, if she starts crying, you can't give in to her and say, okay, I'll have a baby with you, okay? Because that would be bad for both of you, and it'd be really too awkward for me to handle in this phone call for you to go back. So you got to stay strong. Even if she's crying, you say, I can't do it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about that part of it.
Oh, no.
I just want to be able to say to her, I want to preserve our friendship, and I don't want to feel bad for having a kid that's out there that I'm not taking care of, and having that be in the back of my mind, and I'm definitely not ready to have a kid myself. So,
but I feel like you took the worst advice. You just took the, if she cries, I won't back off.
That's not bad.
And I
that's
never
not
promised
bad.
You anything.
I think what you just said is what you need to tell her.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, you can always slam yourself in a door and just say, oh, physically, it doesn't work anymore. And you actually have to do it so that you're not lying, but it's a possibility. Anyway, let's dial Celia's phone number and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call. You feeling ready?
Yeah.
All right. That doesn't sound confident.
Well, we're here for you. We'll jump in when we feel like you need a little bit of extra help, but I'm dialing the number right now. Good luck, man. Here we go.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Celia. It's Scott.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I didn't know this number. What's up?
Nothing. I was just, you know, calling to see how you were doing and how things were, you know.
Yes, I just got a coffee and now I'm walking to work. I don't know. What's going on with you?
I just wanted to reach out and, you know, there was something that I wanted to talk to you about and thought we should do it not over text.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wanted to talk to you about something too. So, have you thought more about our deal? Because I kind of wanted to get started ASAP on this.
That's exactly why I'm calling.
Okay.
So here's the deal. I really want to help you, but like I'm, you know, honestly just a little hesitant.
Okay. But I'm ready.
I mean, I understand and respect that you're ready. But honestly, like the more that I think about it and kind of present the actual what it means, I just feel like I'm not 100% comfortable with it. And I think, you know,
not comfortable with what exactly? I mean, if you think it's an I don't have any STDs. Like, I totally got checked for STDs.
No, it's not that. I don't know if that's not that. You know, no, it's just all.
I'll show you the papers. Like,
it's all of it. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just the.
Well.
It's just the whole big picture.
We already agreed to this. Like I said before, like, you don't have to be a part of the kid's life. I just need your stuff. Like, you just get to do the fun part, and then I take it from there.
I mean, yeah, that just kind of feels wrong to me. Like, that's a big part of why.
It's not. Look, you have good genes. That's what I want for my kid. Honestly, like, you're making a bigger deal out of this than it has to be.
I'm sorry. I just don't think I can follow through with this. Okay?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious right now? You're chickening out on me.
I'm not. Just hold on. Like, I don't want to leave you hanging. I don't want to leave you.
But you are.
Think that I'm going to do this when I'm not. I'm not. Like. All right, so listen, you know, like, if you think I have good genes and that's why you want my stuff, like, I've been toiling over this and I talked to my brother about it and he said that he'd be willing to give you a baby.
What?
What was that?
Yeah, what was
that? Hey, Celia, you're on the radio with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning right now.
What's going on?
Great.
Oh, another
yes.
Question.
Yeah. Well, we're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Scott listens to our show, and he told us about the situation and the agreement that you guys had. And
why?
Honestly, it's a little bit too much for him. So he was hoping to find a way to back out while preserving your friendship.
And he asked us to help.
He asked us to help. Didn't mention anything about his brother tapping in for him, though.
It's not a bad option.
It's not.
Yes, it's
if
kind of.
If that's what you want, Celia.
I don't know. Celia, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's really weird that he reached out to the radio. But I think it's even weirder that he offered me his brother. I mean,
yeah, my brother, like, basically has the same genes as me. He's actually even in better shape than me. Like, and he doesn't have the relationship with you to be threatened.
You're saying that your brother's an upgrade from you physically?
Well, he also doesn't want the friendship to go away.
It's just he's more impartial, and I want to help you out, and that's why I was problem solving and troubleshooting, and I.
But you're my friend, and I. Seriously, like, just give me the baby. Like, I'll owe you.
Give me the baby.
Scott, how did this not come up when we were talking before?
Yeah.
You never mentioned anything about having a conversation with your brother about being the substitute for you.
No, I mean, we never really got to that point. I was going to mention it, but, like, that was one of the things that I was thinking about mentioning, but I...
You sound like you feel hurt by him right now,
it's
Jeffrey.
It's just a weird thing to say to somebody, like...
I don't know. I kind of
makes sense to me.
I think it's a nice option.
I do too.
You guys would be cool with that?
I think that you get what you pay for, right? Like, it does cost a lot to go to a fertility clinic and have all these things done because it takes all the messiness out of it.
I mean, I have my ovulation schedule.
Yeah. Listen, I did too. I did all of that. And it still took me 8 months with my second kid. And I have zero issues.
And that was with your husband, though.
Yeah, right. And there's a lot of pressure. I mean, like, we were good at it by that time. Okay. Right? And it's convenient. You live together. It's not like you have to meet up somewhere. I mean, there's a lot of things that you, I don't know that you're
now
thinking
you're
about
bragging,
here.
Yeah, I know. Celia, what do you think? Like, are you open to the idea of his brother?
No, I really wanted Scott. And, like, I don't know what you agreed to it, so I don't know.
What if Scott's in the room while it happens? At least he's there for, like, moral support.
I mean, so weird.
Oh, God.
Scott, are you not up for that?
I don't think you guys are helping at this point.
Darn it.
Celia, he doesn't want to do this. It's too much for him.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not getting a real reason. Like, are you not attracted to me?
No,
let's not go there.
You're my friend and you're beautiful and you're attractive. I think you just need to, like, present yourself out in the world, just not as like, I need a baby. Just like play it cool for a while. You're still young. You're not gonna.
Yeah, you're only 25.
You're not gonna dry up.
Okay. Ew, don't use that term. Please, ever.
I think all of us just dried up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Or why don't we, you guys need to talk about this a little bit more, and we'll let you do that off the air.
Please.
And you two can come up with some sort of solution for this because, Celia, he is in your corner. He just doesn't want to be that much in your corner.
Well, yeah. That's
and
well said.
I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that want to help out in this situation too, if you're interested, Celia.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested.
Just wait, we went from a trusted person to just a random guy that's going to text in offering his services?
Yeah, Scott can vet them too. Scott will do an interview.
He won't even take his
we'll
brother.
Send you the phone numbers.
Going downhill. Okay. Yeah.
Can I audition?
I told you.
No, yeah. Jose.
You get what you pay for. Go to see medical help.
Did we not help you out there, Scott?
No, I mean, I was able to talk about it, so I think that was as much help as I could have expected.
Well, it does sound like, and Celia, it does sound like you're not mad. You guys still have a friendship.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We'll see. I do feel like we should talk about this more, Scott.
Just don't meet face to face because you know she's going to try, buddy.
Yeah. Limit your drinks to two,
yes,
max.
Yes.
Good luck, you guys.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Everybody talks to themselves from time to time.
Yes.
It's a totally normal, natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear, because I do it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you could be giving yourself a pep talk.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe just reminding yourself to do something that day.
That's what I'm always doing. Like, mm-hmm. Don't forget that.
And usually things don't get too contentious. But
with yourself.
What's that supposed to mean, Jeff?
Whoa. Wait,
what are you implying?
Is he talking to him?
Nothing. I just meant we're normally good. Oh, but you're saying sometimes we're not good? Like what? Like I get on your nerves and I remind you to do stuff. Is that it? No, I didn't say that. I never meant it like this. So what are you saying now? Because honestly, you sound like a total idiot right now.
Okay,
look, can you not do this in front of the listeners? It's really not a good look. Oh, okay, so now you're embarrassed of me.
Oh, no.
You
Jeff.
Always do this.
Oh, Jeff,
why can't you just love me? Is that so much to ask? No, I do love you. Just this is, it's inappropriate right now. Okay, I'm working. Oh, fine.
No.
Is this Jeff and Jeff in the morning?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry about that, everybody.
Are you still talking to yourself or are you back to us now?
I'm talking to you guys. I think the most important thing that we can ask ourselves, though, is... Do I care?
Oh, I thought it was do I have the right medication?
Do you, Jeff?
Okay.
Do you? Because you don't act like you ever care, ever.
Oh, he's drunk.
Okay, shh. We're going to talk about this later. Just leave me alone. What are we talking about?
Care, don't care.
Yes, the whole room is going to be asking themselves if they care when we do a brand new Care or Don't Care. That's happening at 8:10. Your mom was right about you.
Oh,
you're disappointing.
No, wow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and just like the waiters singing happy birthday at Chili's, sometimes my co-hosts are into it. Usually, you can tell they're really not.
Oh, that was such a good analogy.
It really is.
Yeah.
You're just like, don't make eye contact, okay?
It's care or don't care. How much of their hearts will they put into it this time?
Nobody look at Jeff.
I don't know. We're going to find out. Let's just get to our first headline. This guy is accidentally getting billions of views on TikTok, and it's hilarious why.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
I care.
I want billions of views.
Accidentally?
There's a guy named Chris Ward who lives in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and he's become an unexpected TikTok star.
Huh.
This all started about a month ago when it got too hot inside his house, so he decided to move his couch onto the back porch. That way he could cool off and relax.
Oh, nice.
And he went to bed that night and came back the next day, and his couch looked pretty beat up.
Uh-oh.
But he didn't know what happened.
Okay.
So he put up cameras, and the same exact thing happened the next night.
Ooh, what did he see in the cameras?
So he checked the footage, and turns out he was getting a visit from a bear.
Oh!
Who
no!
would go to sleep on his couch every night.
That's cute and scary.
It's heck so cute. No. I love it.
He was worried that maybe he had some food out there, and so he even brought in his hummingbird feeder, but it didn't help. Still, every evening at 2 a.m., the bear would show up and go night-night on his couch.
Does anyone else picture him with a little blankie and his own teddy? Like a real bear with a teddy?
And so then every morning, Chris would take the video and post it up on TikTok.
Oh,
wow.
This has been going on for 3 straight weeks.
Wow.
The videos have all gone viral, and the bear has completely shredded his furniture to the point it's no longer usable for humans.
Dang.
You know, at least he's polite about not lingering. He leaves.
Yeah, that's true. He's on a good schedule.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, 5 a.m., I gotta get out of here. Yeah.
I always wondered where bears sleep when they, like, roam suburban areas, you know?
But
now I know.
Wildlife officials are warning him, do not move the couch because the bear could get mad.
Oh, don't want to make bear mad.
So instead, they told him to just wait until hibernation, and then he could take it to the dump.
What if he hibernates on the couch?
Exactly, Jose. He's got an Xbox set up. He's ready to go for the winner.
I love it, dude.
Let's go to your next headline. All three of you get to vote on maybe the single most important decision of your short, worthless lives. Care or don't care?
Well, geez.
Second part was rude, but I want to vote.
Focus on the important decision.
I care.
I've had 2 children and a marriage, so I think there was other important decisions, but sure.
No, I care, but I agree my life is not important.
The National Toy Hall of Fame in New York just announced the finalists that are going to be voted on this year.
Okay.
Brooke, Alexis, and Jose, you can vote for 2.
Okay.
Yes.
But here's the nominees. Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Oh, amen.
Are up
in
this
there.
Year.
Yeah.
The Fisher Price Corn Popper. That's the thing with 2 wheels and a clear dome with the balls
my
inside.
For that.
You push it and the balls pop around.
My kids had one. They're so annoying.
They're really fun. They made vacuum ones
like
of them.
Like lawnmowers.
Masters of the Universe action figures, including He-Man and Skeletor.
Okay, yeah.
He-Man's dope, but whatever.
There's the board games Risk and Settlers of Catan.
Oh, I hate that game.
And then there's a few surprises that I thought would already be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But I guess they're not yet. Billiards. Like
just
pool.
Playing pool?
Billiards is
that should
fun.
Be in there.
Dude, that is not a toy. Do you know how many fingers I smashed on pool tables when I was little?
Yeah, well, it's also me. Oh, when you were little. I was
yeah,
didn't say,
you play the game where you put your fingers over the edge and then the other person throws the ball as hard as they can and you see if you move them?
Is that because your parents brought you to the bar when you were like 3?
No, actually when I was like 3 weeks old. My mom used to set me up on the bar in the carrier. Yeah, while she played.
Okay.
Other options are a toy fire engine. I mean, why was that not in there?
That has to be basic.
And the game Battleship.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I think if any of those three don't make it in, an investigation needs to be launched.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Which two would you guys vote for?
I'm going Battleship and Cabbage Patch Kids.
I'm saying Fire Truck and the Poppy thingies. I love those.
I'm going the Popper and maybe Pool? I don't know.
Pool's fun, but I don't really pool when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Same.
I play better that way.
Yeah. Well, so when you were a kid, too?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's see if you guys care about this one. Have you bought a chicken in the past decade? You might be entitled to a class action settlement.
Ugh. Wait, like a live chicken?
Care or don't care?
No.
Like any chicken?
I'm sorry. I just go right ahead? I don't care. Oh. I hate the mail that comes with those class action lawsuits.
Yeah,
and then you literally get like 5 cents.
I'm like, no. Yeah, I don't care either. I'm with Brooks.
Sorry,
all right,
Jeff.
You guys don't want money? Great.
It's going to be like 2 cents.
Way to go, guys.
It's literally nothing.
Moving on then. We finally know the real reason Jose is going to the bathroom so much.
Oh!
And it has nothing to do with what you think he's doing
what?
In there.
I literally have to pee all the time.
Care,
I
don't care.
Just talking to my husband about this problem yesterday. I care.
Me too.
I don't care. I don't want you to
you
find out.
You missed 10 minutes of the meeting yesterday because you were in the bathroom.
I really had to go.
Okay. Here we go.
Really?
Do you find yourself using the bathroom as a place to escape more than you did before the pandemic?
I'm not escaping. I'm literally peeing.
42% of people say they do it now, and it's not just for extra long showers, right, Jose?
I wish we had a shower.
A new survey just found the most common non-bathroom related things we do while in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And the results are surprising a lot of people. I'm not going to tell you all of them, but number three is taking a nap on the toilet.
What?
Nap?
You fall asleep on the toilet?
Yeah. Impressive if you could fall asleep that way.
It's good balance.
Like, yeah, I get the bathroom floor, but like the toilet?
Yeah, on the toilet, exactly.
Number 25 is going in there to have a beer.
Jeez.
Sounds bad.
These are good ideas.
Number six is taking a phone call.
Okay. I hate when people do that.
Oh, I take calls on the pod.
Really? Yeah, oh, wow.
It's a quick situation. Sometimes I wonder, can they hear? I don't know.
Number two is reading a book.
Jose's not doing that.
That's definitely not doing
that. That's classy. Yeah. That's classy bathroom time.
And the number one reason we use the bathroom for non-bathroom related things is to get away from people and cry.
Yeah.
I've definitely cried on the toilet, that's for sure.
I only cry if there's people in the bathroom, though.
Oh, you like to make it extra awkward for people?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So weird.
I can just see us at a sporting event standing next to someone at a urinal. How you doing today, buddy? You're just like, thanks for asking.
Yeah. You have 30 minutes?
Yeah, I hope we win. Yeah.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care.
Did you hear about the drug-addicted fisherman that accidentally caught a duck?
No.
No.
Now he's hooked on quack.
He's a quack addict.
Yeah, he is. That's a care or don't care.
He's going to have to go to re-eat quack.
Didn't work.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooks!
Going for two in a row today, Brooke.
Okay.
And there's somebody on the line who, again, you have something in common with. Her name is Heather from Kirkland, and she has also skydived near the Grand Canyon. Just like you, Brooke.
I've never done that.
Oh, you weren't conscious for that one either?
God. Heather, why was it just near the Grand Canyon, not in it?
I mean, skydiving in the Grand Canyon would be a little bit too steep for me for my first time.
Yeah, well, Brooke, it's not dangerous enough that she has to land right on the edge of the cliff.
You should just land right on the space needle.
Yeah.
On the top of the needle.
Give yourself a challenge, God.
Could you see the Grand Canyon as you were falling?
Yes.
Hard to miss.
You could. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I've been to the Grand Canyon real flat all around there until you get to the thing. And then you're like, whoa, that's a hole.
That's a
joke. Let's get Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, Heather, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when, you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Your time starts now. On this day in 1937, English author J.R.R. Tolkien released what critically acclaimed book?
Harry Potter.
What's the scientific term used for a young tree?
Pass.
In which state is the famous university MIT located?
Maryland.
Did more or less than 500 people survive the Titanic disaster?
More.
What's the name of Nissan's all-electric car model?
Leaf.
All right, we got that in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And what's something that you're looking forward to doing this fall, Heather?
Oh, man, I need a vacation. I haven't taken one in a couple of years.
Ooh.
Where do you want to go?
Yeah, what are you thinking about?
Down to California. I have a lot of family down there, so.
All right.
That doesn't sound fun to me at all.
Sounds like a really...
going and seeing my family again. No. But sounds really fun for you, Heather. I'm sure it's going to be great.
It is.
This is Jeff's vacation.
I know. Yeah. All right, Brooke, your turn. Are you ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1937, English author J.R.R. Tolkien released what critically acclaimed book?
The Hobbit.
What's the scientific term used for a young tree?
Sapling.
In which state is the famous university MIT located?
I always get this. Massachusetts.
Did more or less than 500 people survive the Titanic disaster?
Less.
What's the name of Nissan's all-electric car model?
Leaf.
In the Marvel movie Black Panther, T'Challa is the king of what nation?
Oh my God, why am I spacing?
Three, two,
I can't remember it!
That's it. Done. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
I want you to feel the love that's growing inside of me.
Hey! What? Am I pregnant?
Bolaños.
Because I want to be pregnant. Yeah.
Just love. Just
Heather, love. Heather, you got two correct today.
All right.
Not too shabby. And Brooke.
Yeah.
You couldn't figure out that last. You still know it?
No, I can't think of it.
Well, it's okay. Keep thinking. You got four.
It ends with a duh. Something.
Heather. Let's go over the answers for everybody here. Actually, on this day in 1937, English author J.R.R. Tolkien released The Hobbit, which paved the way for the Lord of the Rings series.
You said Harry Potter. This was like pre-Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's like J.R.R. Rowling.
Yeah.
The scientific term for a young tree is a sapling. The famous university MIT is located in Massachusetts. Massachusetts Institute of Technology. That's what MIT stands for. Did more or less than 500 people survive the Titanic disaster? Brooke, son is going to be so disappointed.
I know how many.
More than 500. 706 people survived.
I'm sorry. He says that just so you know. Because my little four-year-old is obsessed with the Titanic, and we've read like 8,000 books on it, it feels like.
It's really dark obsession.
He really enjoys it. He's got t-shirts. We got a Lego kit.
Is the Lego kit missing a bunch of pieces?
No, it's when it's fully intact. Yeah.
Let's keep going. Nissan's all-electric car model is the Leaf. And in the Marvel movie Black Panther, T'Challa is the king of Wakanda.
Wakanda! I knew it was a duh at the end.
Jeffrey's Jewish, so it took him a lot to not say
T'Challa. I almost said T'Challa. Anyway, Heather, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 Regal Cinemas gift card, which is perfect because you can actually meet Brooke and her kids at the theater to see Paw Patrol the movie. But just warning you, she will try to sneak out the fire exit and ditch her kids with you. So just be warned and look out for that, all right?
All right, I'll be on the lookout.
Be a couple movie theaters over watching a good film.
Yeah. At one of the ones that serves booze.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, Heather, you enjoy that. We'll do it again same time tomorrow.